Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions. Excuse me, where we talk about life, love, and relationship. I am your host tonight, Meshawn L., and I am getting over a cold. Excuse me. We will have a great show for you. Just a simple show tonight. We're going to talk about, it's so funny that I titled this tonight, Get Your House in Order, because I want to know, in getting your house in order through these unprecedented times, what can't you live without? And I wanted to know, did you think that was a good question? I did. Anyway, I'm your host tonight, Meshawn L., and I am getting well all the way from Reno, Nevada, right here on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. And I want to welcome all of you in and welcome you a good night. And I hope that you have been enjoying the week's life events in your life. I hope that all has been well. I hope you find yourself safe. Good day to you, Gigi. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
I am getting better, girl. Just had got a little cold, a little phlegm in my chest.
Oh,
I got to get it.
Yeah.
But other than that, we got this smoke coming in from California.
I know, my people's out there.
Yes, and I hope that everybody's safe and well, and that's what I'm saying. Like some of this smoke and stuff that's coming into Reno because of the fire and how Mother Nature has taken on a course of to speak of her own with all this lightning hitting left and right and jumping, fires jumping. You know, it's just really hard. So for a lot of people right now who are losing homes and some people have lost their lives, I mean, I'm quite sure they don't have an account quite yet, but they have mandatory evacuations. So I hope that everybody take heed and find a safe place to go, especially during this COVID time. These are unprecedented times, and it's hard for some, and it's getting better for some, and some are coming up with new ways of coping and living and strategizing and finding a new way to live with those that have lost their jobs and don't know how to pay their bills, you know, looking at eviction and so on. So tonight, our conversation is about, tonight, get your house in order. That's our show. What can't you live without? Because that's what time we're living in. I mean, you have to think about all the catastrophes that we have had over the several years, at least the last 10 years. We have had hurricanes and tsunamis and earthquakes. And I was just watching ABC News and earlier today in China, I believe, a big sinkhole just caved in and took down 6 cars underground and... I don't know. I'm a spiritual being. And in these times where pandemics are running rampant and people are losing their lives and people are grieving, the whole America is grieving, all of the world is grieving with many, many multiple lives that have been lost during this pandemic. So I want to ask, what in life you can't live without? I want to start off by sharing some of the things that I can't live without. And I tagged them. I can't, excuse me, I can't live without purpose. I got to know which way I'm going in life. I got to know the people that's in my life are there for me and mean me well. I cannot live without honest and good people and loving people who's concerned about other people, who's caring, not so much as concerned, but who's caring, who would take the time. That means that I'm not meddling in your business, but if your business make it to my door because you brought it to me, I'm going to see how I can do whatever it is I can do to aid you in this, you know, whatever it is that we're talking about, whether that's through advice, a listening ear, or, you know, just be, you know, being there, being present in the moment and really hearing the person out, allowing them to be able to talk it out. You know, a lot of people don't have a lot of outlets. So tonight we're still talking about get your house in order. So what are some of the things that you can't live without? And I was going on about purpose, and that's one of the things that I can't live without. Having those kind of key people in my life that keep me grounded, that remind me that I'm on a greater quest other than myself, and my struggles and my trials in my life doesn't define me, but it catapults me into the new territories in which I have to go. So, in saying that, knowing my powers, when I get to those catapulted places, those uncharted territories that's so unfamiliar to me that I've never been in arenas where I'm talking to government officials and state and local city officials and so on, and, you know, networking with hospitals and Department of Human Services and other resources and social services, Social Security Administration, and because we're doing a lot of different things in the community to see where we can help out at, and where we can where are people trying to find out on the grounds where our people need the help at and making those resources available. So knowing my power is why I go into my purpose, and then having a direction, which means I have a direct access and I have direct funding for these projects that we are putting together for people, which means that's the reason why we had to build a lot of these relationships with putting our business in order with the federal government, where they recognize us and we're in their database, where we can bid on jobs and offer jobs and offer prevailing wages to individuals and groups and be a resource and funding resource for other business entrepreneurs and so on. So getting our house in order means that we have to not be the victim anymore. And it means that it's a more perfect union with yourself, which means a more perfect love with yourself, not fighting against your abilities and your capabilities of being able to learn something brand new and being able to execute it, having a confidence. These are things that I can't live without. And these are just, they're not superficial things, but they're things that mean the world to me. Freedom, having time freedom. Freedom to be able to speak to people, all walks of life, in any arena of life, anywhere I go, you know, not being tied down to anything, one particular thing, and being locked into an arrangement where it's only beneficial to one party. These are things that's important to me. So these are things that I cannot live without, and these are things that I'm doing to put my house in order. And then family time, being with my family, my husband, my mother, my children, my grandchildren, and my friends, my nieces and nephews, that's important to me. And then, you know, of course, everything come back down to the bottom line. If I'm going to be comfortable and have this time freedom, if I'm going to have this family freedom and all this other stuff, this more perfect love, power, and funding and purpose and all that, then I have to make sure that my words match my money. My money match my words. So, therefore, we have a system and a program, and we're so excited because it's available. Pre-order is available. It'll be out next week for pre-order. It'll be on Amazon and all these beautiful different things, and you know, even in our Faces of Success radio, we'll be marketing in our Entrepreneurs magazine and so on and so on, and through all the platforms of Mind Blowing Decisions, my personal pages, Michonne Thornton, my business page, Michonne L, my personal page, Shanti Long Term Versity, Success, Versatility Success, and all those other little groups, and my Creative Wealth Empire group, private group on Facebook, and just my links in, and every resource will be platforming all these products and services that we'll be offering. And I'm so excited so that you can get your house in order if you have not thought about these things. I want to say this. With people dying, a lot of folks, I don't know. I lost an aunt this past week.
My condolences.
Thank you, love. And my best girlfriend, you know, she lost her mother this following, the same week. And so a double whammy.
To her too.
Right. Thank you so much to the Henry family and to the Ford family and the West family. So, you know, our condolences is with them and the Schaefer family and all those who are grieving, not just, you know, not personal, but it is personal to the America's American people who have lost their lives and have not been able to be celebrated I wasn't able to go and bury my stepfather, my sister or my brother-in-law either. So through this COVID time. So these are hard times for a lot of people because they have to make adjustments in life, you know, to say farewell to their loved ones and be okay with it because life still go on, right? So now we rebuild it. So this is where my work. Yeah.
And Michonne, don't forget, yeah. Let's get Miss Pearl. The boss lady, right to the station.
Yep.
She lost her nephew from coronavirus.
Yep, and we're praying for the family.
Yes.
Which I was getting ready to get into, and thank you so much, Gigi. And this is why we're here for one another, and that's what I'm talking about, taking time to care. That's why I said it's for the world that's grieving. There's so many of us, and if I don't mention you, that have let me know that you are in bereavement, I apologize now. Know that you are in my heart and my spirit. We're praying and thinking of you, and we're praying for the strength of your family during this bereavement time. And so to our dear sister and our beloved owner of Faces of Success, lost her nephew, her dear loving nephew, and she also lost her sister just a couple of months back. And we go through things every day, all of us, and some of us survive, and then we have these issues that we, you know, because we survive, we have survivor's guilt, we have why did I survive and they didn't kind of thing, and we just go through all kind of different emotional highs and lows. And so I want to, you know, talk about as we're projecting our love affairs and our affections to all of us who have been touched by this through this just losing loved ones and doing COVID, especially, you know, not knowing some of these deaths are, we don't even know how people are contracting these this virus, you know, this unseen enemy, as they call it, that is literally, you know, claiming cases of lives, millions. I think we're at 100 million or so. I can't even keep up in children, and between 10 and I think they said between 10 and 24. So that's a big gap when they were saying children could not transmit this disease, and now we're finding over 100 million children effectively are passing this coronavirus, and they're opening schools, and it's a lot going on. And so our hearts are grieving to the children that have passed away. There was a baby that was announced that contracted COVID in the womb, and excuse me, So getting your house in order tonight, that's what we're talking about, and what you can't live without. I can't live without just honest people. I mean, honest to goodness. Honest people make a difference to me in my circle of life because I need to know that I could trust you because I deal with a lot of sensitive information, with a lot of sensitive people, and with having responsibility of being a mother, being a wife, being a leader in my communities, the people that I minister to, the people that I counsel, the people that I coach, the people that I'm just friends and people that I just simply just know, you know, by way another person. And those that I call my family, those that I claim to be my family, that's not of blood descent, but are just more spiritually connected to me. And we have a soul connection, you know, where we respect one another. And I appreciate that. So with that, those are things that I can't live without. So some people can't live without, you know, they bonbons and ho-hos. And that's all right.
Right.
You know, some people can't live without their Cool 100s or their Newports and, you know, their Hennessy or their cognac. You know, some people can't live without their books, their Bible. And some people can't live without their man or their woman. So some people can't live without a dog or cat. And for us that are artists, we can't live without creating. And coming live is one of the highlights of my day, being able to speak to people and share with people and encourage people. I'm so excited to announce that even our collapsible container homes, through one of my partnering business with my son, my oldest son, they're getting ready to put these container homes together, and hopefully we can serve some of this homeless communities in the various states that we serve our business in. Well, we serve nationwide, but right now we are in like 8 different states, and we're launching, and it's just great, you know, to be able to put my house in order, to be able to learn all the different things and get the exposure and the knowledge and the growth and the maturity to be able to be confident in moving forward in something that seemed really, really, I'm going to tell you, so scary, you know, to be vulnerable to the world and let them know what it is that you know that they don't know, that haven't seen. And not that they ignorant, well, I mean, ignorance is what it is. But what I'm saying is that some information just was never in our communities. And I'm talking about the minority and Black communities. And so that information is available for those who want to learn and know how to build an estate, how to build a trust, who's struggling with Social Security, you know, disability, who needs it, who's coming home, who's incarcerated and need to come home for different offenses. We have group homes, and we have all kind of new projects and jobs that we'll be offering. Again, prevailing wages. If you don't understand what prevailing wages is, I ask you to Google it. And I ask you also to listen in. That means that we pay you on a more higher scale wage than the average, I don't know what minimum wage is, but I don't think any adult should ever make anything under $20. I just think it's a horrible deal that America with all the bills that we have in the world, that you would pay somebody or not pay somebody that worth the value of life, you know, at least to be able to anybody got time to keep robbing Peter to pay Paul. And I can't keep trying to catch up, you know, something I have to give, especially like when you when you're penny pinching or you're budgeting and you have limited resources and you have a limited income and you make do with what you have monthly, year after year after year, at times you just get discouraged because, you know, you didn't ate enough beans and rice and you ate enough boiled chicken and you didn't ate enough, stew. You didn't did enough of that. You know, you ate enough canned tuna and things of that nature. And something on the inside of you is craving for something greater and richer to taste, so that you can get full and feel satisfied, you know, and that's a hunger of life, to want to live. Your soul is saying, I desire to give us more. Let's tap in. Let's go up. I know it's scary. I know we never done that before, but we could do it. But tonight, this is the last night of this is the fourth night of the Democratic Party. The Democratic National Party, I think that's what it's called. Anyway, ABC is hosting it, and so it's on YouTube and everywhere, so you can stream it. And Biden, elective president Joe Biden, and our first who elected have went in historic history. Documented historic history just made in 2020, a few days ago, national history, who elected the first black woman and Asian American, whose father is Jamaican, and they came, her mother came Indian, is an Indian American who came to America. She's an Indian, an Indian American, and her father is a Jamaican American, and they came here, and they Kamala Harris, elective vice president, who is not only the first woman, black woman, Asian American, historic. historic making 2020 of August being nominated to become our vice president. That's great news. That's beautiful. So getting our house in order. She is not
the vice president in the White House. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
What?
So Joe Biden has been officially nominated to be the Democratic Party's president and been endorsed by a few of the Republican Party who all want Trump out of office. So for the last 4 days, they've been having virtual, their national party, Democratic Party, on TV streaming, but they're doing it with the social distance, so it's streaming through the live different streams. And one of the sources is ABC. And now right here, a mind-blowing decision, what we talk about, life, love, and relationship. Miss Chanel and Gigi Watson. So now on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. And so we're talking about tonight getting your house in order. And so I'm bringing this up because her name is Kamala, Vice President Kamala Harris, and she's married to a white, she's married to a Caucasian man, and I don't know his background or anything. I haven't looked into him or heard much about him besides he's a very prominent man in what he does. He's very respected in what he does. So she didn't marry beneath her, and he didn't veneer. They married at she's a prosecutor. She served as a prosecutor in New York, and she made the case on current President Donald Trump and his vice president, Mike Pence. And so it's an open and closed case where she won before the nation's court, the people's court, where she has sued them to she made some claims against them, and she made a case. Because she's a prosecutor, she's an ex-police officer, she's a bad mamma jamma, and I'm just proud to be able to announce it right here. That's awesome. This is like, you know, getting your house in order. Now, we have a sister in office who's been endorsed by so many other different organizations and delegates and private parties of all kinds, independent individuals, and so on and so on. For those who are into politics, I'm really not into politics, but I am into world news, I am into world health, and I am into the soul of the nation, which is what is on the line. And I love that that is what Joe nominated and endorsed Democratic vice president to be nominated as president of the United States of America. Now, to lead us in this democracy that we have worked so hard for, and I believe in democracy. And I'm not a political person. Again, I believe in democracy. I believe in the parties being able to have the disciplines, the different disciplines of the world, different classes of the world. I just do not believe in the rights of the people or the soul of the person being taken from them, written off and stricken out on paper, so that a living person who considers itself black, or a minority, or a Christian, or a islander, or, you know, various different terms that they have us classified as, I do not believe that you should categorize any living person, a living person, not a person, a living person. That means that person has a soul. See, the difference is sand is alive, right? Sand is of the earth.
Right.
We are from earth. We are from the earth. We've been made. We heard the story of those who believe that story, that Adam was created from the dust of the ground. For those who believe that, for those who believe that we come from the earth, the sand is of the earth, and it's so you can't count the grains of sand. Right? And so I believe the grains of sand reflects the people of the world and the living soul, except the sand doesn't have a soul, but it represents life. And so us all on life, all life forces of all kinds are mixed here on this earth, and we come in different colors. We come in different textures. We come in rock form. We come in dust form. You know, we come in brown, yellow, greens, oranges. I rode through Mississippi, through the mountains, and through Chicago to, Minnesota. And the mountains that we rode past, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? I felt like they was talking to me, like I related to this. To the earth. I know it may sound woo-woo, but it's the truth. I'm connected to what I'm created from. And so you should feel the same energy or surges, and you should hear some of the, you know, some of the pains and the love and feel the different atmosphere. You should be able to walk into a room or an environment and know if it's good or bad. I mean, that's just natural, right? At least
right.
I think. So it works the same anywhere in life. And so I'm excited because getting your house in order means that you make more money. You clean your house. A lot of people think getting your house in order is all just about making money. But no, it's about wiping down your blinds that we hardly ever do. It's about dusting well, you know, so that you can stay healthy, which I had forgot to do because I had been doing so much work that I had forgot to clean my AC filter for like 2 months, and which is why I wind up with a cold, fighting a cold, rather I should say, because I'm fighting and I ain't letting it take me down. Fighting it because I hadn't cleaned my filter, and we had been working so hard that I completely forgot about something so simple. But these things matter, especially with this fire, like really next door to us in California. So we get a lot of soot and stuff, and so it's important that I pay attention to these things and make sure I keep things dusted, you know, and my ceiling fans and, you know, just basic things, wiping down doorknobs. People don't think to wipe down doorknobs. But I don't know. Lysol is, like, not on the shelves anymore. So, and if it is, I mean, maybe it is in your neck of the woods, but out here, it ain't there. But simple little things like taking your shoes off at the door, you know, and not walking through your whole house with your shoes is important because you're traveling with so many different things, you know, on the bottom of your shoes. I know a lot of people practice the custom taking your shoes off at the door and, you know, and that's great. But then the importance of, like my sister Gigi said, our beloved sister, Miss Pearl, lost her nephew to COVID. So the importance of hygienics and washing your hands and staying safe, these are some of the tips that I am just relating. And I'm excited to be able to share that because this, because bacterial infections and during a COVID time, nobody want to go to the hospitals. Nobody want to go to the doctors, right?
Right.
So you try to stay at home and fight whatever you got and doctor yourself up as best as you can. So
uh-huh.
I said, you know what I'm saying? So I said, oh, I'm going to just have to go old school. I've been taking Mucinex for a couple of days, and it's been working to a degree, but it makes me cough a lot, you know, once, or it puts me to sleep. I'm over there, it knocks me completely out. So, but what I do know is that I'm going to go get me some castor oil. I'm going to go get me some sweet oil to make sure that I'm not getting a, you know, like a, because I'm exposed. I'm older. The older I get and I'm exposed to different, you know, different temperatures, I realize that I have to cover my chest and neck. I can't stay exposed. These are things I can't sometimes have to wrap my head up. I have to wear a hat to keep the sun off my head because I take medication. I want you all to take notice of these kind of things and take notice that you're breathing, your anxiety level, your mental level, you know, how you're interacting with other people that you live with. Because people, tempers are getting short and people are suicidal. They are, they're feeling, what you call it, stir crazy where they want to get outside. And some people just,
right.
You know, and they're partying, these children at these colleges and these high schools. They talked about how they had no kids affected when they first went into the schools. And within a week's time, they had over 700 kids that tested positive. 100 and something kids tested positive and one night and total in the week that they counted. Now they got over 700 kids, and now they're trying to suspend children where they are. They suspended 36, and I can't remember which college it is, but this is all national news now, you know? And these kids are stir crazy, and they want to go out. They don't believe that there's a COVID-19 disease or airborne what you call this thing, coronavirus, and they're hearing all these different mixed messages. I just want to know, Gigi, before, because we won't be on the air long tonight, getting our house in order, some of the things that is being said on the news, are you getting it? Are you following it? You testified that you know people who have passed away from the COVID as well, and you know, friends of yours who relatives have passed away, and now our sister Pearl, who have a family member who passed away. We all know someone somewhere. So,
yeah,
how do you feel about some of the stuff that's going on?
I feel terrible. I'd be glad. I hope I could all this be over with.
Yeah, it's a sad time. Like I said, the world is grieving. It's just tragedy after tragedy. Puerto Rico is suffering again, and Ohio is suffering other national disasters. And we still, Flint, Michigan, has still got issues with their water. And they're talking about it was just about George Floyd that sparked this whole Black Lives Matter. And this racial injustice is happening, getting our house in order tonight, and what we can't live without. And is it a good question? To talk up, to speak up, and say these things, that's confusing. To say we just don't get it. And we need a leader in office that can care for the people, protect the people, and serve the people. That's what we need. You know?
Uh-huh.
And whatever that looks like, it looks good in this new ticket, this new historic ticket, and it is called President Biden and Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. And that is a good new day for American people, especially minorities of every walk of life, because this sister don't play. I'm telling y'all, she's a bad, bad mama jamma. I love to know her personally, to have her on air. So I'm putting it out there. Kamala Harris, Vice President, nominated Vice President to be President, Joe Biden. Y'all come on, mind blowing decisions. We talk about life, love. We would love to have y'all on a special at any time, as many times as is possible. Wherever we put the invitation out now, because we believe that tonight we're getting our house put in order, because the elect of Joe Biden is giving his national speech on where he's going to take his plan to take American people from here to from now to where we need to be to heal the family. America's family, and we definitely could use a lot of healing right now. So we hope that this speech is he reaches and touches so many communities and so many people, which he have done so long, so many years. And we want to say to the world, it don't matter how old he is. We're not worried about his competency, his intellect. This man has served in the White House for many, many, many years, and he knows what he's doing, and he has the right partner, and that's Kamala Harris, and because she was the only one who was able to ask the tough questions. She was asked also the tough questions because there were some things in her past when she was a police officer and a prosecutor, when she was putting people away in jail, especially a lot of minorities in jail. She had calls for whatever she was doing, and some of the reforms that she is planning on putting in place, her and Joe Biden together, will touch on so many levels and help heal some of the injustices of America's to Black people, to Jews, to Asian Americans, to Indian Americans and Asiatic and just all walks of life, Latino communities, and also just being able to accept other people in like the diversity of the LGBTQ, I hope I said all the acronyms, communities, because they have their rights right away, and Black people are still dead on paper and not alive. And this is the thing that I know they don't want to say directly, but these are the things that I will bring to them. I love that some of the ABC News anchors just ask the straight questions, because that's what I want, straight news. I want straight talk. I want straight people. And that's what we deliver right here on Mind Blowing Decisions. I bring it to you raw the way I interpret it and the way they bring it to me. And when I hear the information, if it's not right, we're going to get it right. And so we'll come back and we'll make it right, because we think that this is the time for reform, which again, Kamala Harris is going to do. She's going to rectify a lot of the people that have been in jail without evidence, for marijuana, because marijuana is legal. And then federal, it has to become, it's just a lot of stuff she's going to do to rectify some of the stuff that we have dealt with as a nation. I don't know if you agree, if there is a such thing as Black America or a Latino America or whatever, but whatever your beliefs are, just know that there is a world that's checked out of humanoid emotions and feelings, and it is all called policy and procedures. And with policies and procedure, it doesn't see real people. It doesn't see the soul. It doesn't see the struggle. It doesn't see the pain. It doesn't see the happiness. It doesn't see the laughter. It doesn't see the expansion and the growth of your family. It doesn't see the growth of your small business sometimes. And so it gets lost in translation. And so what happens in getting your house in order tonight, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, our national Democratic national nominees, will be presenting the plan to take America forward. And some of these things where I'm hoping to hear about. I'm hoping to hear about how they help the mental health, more of how the mental health and health care access will be, and how it's going to help people like my mother, your mother, and so many others in the world who suffer with chronic pain, to be able to get some of the real management, pain management, whether that's through treatments, therapeutic treatments, or through some type of, you know what I mean? Because our people, we shouldn't have to watch our people suffer, and they shouldn't have to suffer personally in that kind of pain and be depicted as they depict my mom in Houston. They depict my mom, the insurance company, Evercare, depict my mom as an addict now, because after having stage 4 cancer, being diagnosed in 89 and living through aggressive radiation and chemo, she has a lot of scar tissue and suffers from a lot of pain with a lot of other medical issues. And they tell her that they take her medicine from her, pills from her at times, and penalize her if she purchase a prescription from her doctor. The insurance company will penalize her because her kids decided to pay for medicine so that she would have it, and to help her to not have 20 days without medication, or not have 15 or 10 days without medication, depending on whenever they feel like fluctuating, or proving her whatever they want to, whether it's 100 to 80 pills or 70 pills. They get to decide month to month what it's going to be. And I don't think that's fair. I'm really pissed and livid about it. And I know that so many other people suffer from this same issue. So people have to make decisions. Do I now purchase street medication from other people? You know, because the insurance companies don't see real people. So I hope to hear that these are some of the things, issues that they start to, because Joe Biden is really good with interacting with real people on the regular grounds, because he's middle America, just like most people. And so he had, since he lost his son, Bo, in a couple years back when he the second time he tried to run for presidency, because this is his third term trying to run, and now they're trying to talk about his age. I don't care about his age. I just care about his knowledge and where he can take us. Get your plan there, and if you die along the way, you died and you're going down in history still as the number one and the only one who has made history to nominate a Black African-American Indian American woman to be vice president. So that's a big deal. So it wouldn't matter. He served his term. He served his country. God bless him.
God bless.
God bless him. He has served, I know a lot of people, John, and I apologize, Senator John, who always says get into a little good little trouble. Everybody want to praise him and talk about what all happened, but I recall a video where he slipped up and said that he gave the word to shoot King, Dr. Martin Luther King, and now you can't find it on YouTube. And I'm sorry, I said it right here. I've said it before. I do not uphold, if that's good trouble, having somebody or being a part of something. And we all have been pushed into doing things that is not comfortable for the name or whatever. I believe, this is basically what I'm trying to say. I believe that everything that's going on in this earth is that whether it's Mother Nature, whether it's God, Jehovah, Jireh, whoever you want to call on, whoever, Buddha, whoever you believe in, whatever your thing is, I believe whatever's controlling this place is cleaning house. I think loose ends are being taken care of. I believe evidence is being destroyed. People are going to jail and people are dying. You're going to have a choice to take a red pill. You're going to have a choice to either get your name saved, save face, and make things right, wash your hands, and turn away from the wickedness. Because I really wanted to title this show tonight, Are You Born Again or Living in Sin? No, not living in sin, dying in sin. Because you can't live in sin. You die in sin. The wages of death is sin. That's scripture. I don't know what it's saying in your scripture, but that's what's in mine. So I say that to say that because we're going to end the show with this. We're going to wrap this up. Tonight, whatever you do not have and whatever you find yourself in need of and whatever you lack in your life, whether you write it down, whether you metaphorically put it in your mind, think of it and just lock it in and file it, whether you tell it to somebody else, whether you share it in a video song, whether you share it in a poem or rap or dance or some type of artistic form of expression, art is beautiful. Our form of expression of one soul is beautiful. And that's the one thing that we own, that no one can take from us. That's the one thing, our expression of who we are as one person, and then who we are collectively as a person, well, as a people, is going to make a difference on where we go in this future, because it looks like these old movies from way, way back, all the way up until now, is coming into play. I almost want to say this is like Dante's Inferno. The red fire, black heat that I'm seeing smoke from California is so deep. And it's not the first time that California has suffered these fires, but this is a multiple fires. This is world-breaking fires. It's never been done like this. Acres and acres, they can't even keep up. It's going so fast. In five minutes, this fire has spread it and taken over 189,000 acres. In 5 minutes, that's a big nature call. This is out of control. And I hope that they can use some of this fire, at least, to burn up this coronavirus. Maybe I'm just hoping. Ooh, fire is so total and so final. It leaves nothing but ash in its path. So it destroys so that it has a chance to rebuild and be reborn. And so I thought about the agricultural things that I'm learning in my business, because we're becoming cultivators. And with cultivating, you have to know various different systems, and you have to stay updated on it. You know, you have to keep up, you have to keep on it. You have to keep you have to keep up with the times and the terms and the codes that go along with the safety of and the requirements that is required for certain land, because California has had a drought. They have not had any rain, and they have not learned how to tap into water resources underground, or they're using the water underground to fund, you know, go somewhere else. Because California is a rich place that has always had bodies of water, and it's drying up. The ocean out there is drying up, and the rain hardly comes. It just makes me wonder what's really happening. Dante's Inferno through California, Reno is starting to feel it. Reno's mayor, I do not want to mistake his name. I did share on my Facebook page earlier, or yesterday or something. He passed away. And so Reno, Nevada, is in mourning. Yeah, thanks. And this is what I'm saying. You know, so many people are dying. And with that, saying that, it makes it really difficult for people to process normal grief under such a pandemic. And so many questions to be asked, so many questions to be answered. And I'm hoping that we get a team of new leaderships who will really lead us and not just take advantage of the people. And where people can find rest in the leadership of this this great nation. Because we do live in a great nation, no matter what's going on. And I think it needs to be said, if it hasn't been said, America is great. What it stands for, what it represents, what it will not represent, and that is slavery on paper and through the e-trades, through the trade markets on living people. That's what they need to change. And as far as they need to change with the police station, and I think these will be my last final words, with the changing of the police station, police policies and procedures, what needs to change is the kill order that they have on Black men and women and children. That's exactly what needs to change. They need to stop sending out these signals. I've said it for years. Stop the kill order on Black people. We are not Black. We are Blackamoors. We are kings, right, and queens and emperors, and we are priests and we're all type of priesthood, and we are the children of the Most High Living God, and his name is who he is to you. He can be Yahweh. He can be Jehovah. He can be Ah. Just take a deep breath, and that's him. He is your everything. He is your source to he, she, whatever you want it to be. He is all things to all people at all times. That is good, and that is evil. We all pray to one God. However, he does not have a respect of person. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So he'll bless you no matter what. If you're diligent and you're committed to a thing, he's promised that he will see that thing to prosper. Whatever your hands find to do, let it prosper. So we hope that you find your hands doing something good in this season, because we truly need healing. And let your hands be a healing balm to so many others who need an arm to hold them, to speak to them, to talk with them, and to guide them in these dark times. I bid you a good night. I bid you more love than you can stand. I bid you to stand upright and address yourself in the proper manner of a living soul, and get up and fight for your soul, this nation, and fight for our future, because they're trying to take our rights from us, and that's what this whole COVID experience is about. The soul of the nation and its rights to be able to decide its own way. Mind-blowing decisions. That's what you've been listening to. I'm your host tonight, Michonne Hill, and Gigi Watson, my co-host and station manager. I love you so much. Thank you for always being with me. And thank you all listeners for listening. I hope you've been enlightened. I hope you have joy in your life. I hope all things that are wrong with you become right. I am also elated.
God bless
that
everybody.
I get to bring my brother home, and he's coming home, sweetie, and I'm so excited.
Oh, thank
so
God.
I bid you all a safe way home through CWE Provider Services, the social services is my company. Go find me on all my sites. I'll be building those profiles. I apologize if they're not all right, but I'll be building them and looking for people to help me build them as well. As we grow, I hope that your soul grows and that you prosper in all your ways. Get knowledge. That's how we put our house in order tonight. Have a good night. Love you more.
Love you.
See you next Thursday.